You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Deborah O'Donnell, and she is a licensed clinical social worker with offices in two areas, Manhattan and Westchester, New York. She specializes in two areas, eating disorders and marital therapy. And today we are going to talk to Deborah O'Donnell about all the things, all the wonderful modalities that she's using to help the fine folks that come and seek her help. So without any further ado, why don't we welcome her to the show. Deborah O'Donnell, welcome.
Thank you, John.
You're very welcome. So Deborah, if you could just sort of lay out for us what exactly it is that you do. You deal with eating disorders and marital therapy, and you're a licensed clinical social worker, as I mentioned. But for those not in the know, could you kind of tell us a little bit more about what your day-to-day looks like?
Okay, sure. The areas are separate from one another, mm-hmm. eating disorders and marital therapy, although sometimes I work with women who have eating disorders and their husbands, so I do a combo there.
But right.
Generally speaking, eating disorders occur on a continuum, mm-hmm. the worst case scenario being the extreme anorexia nervosa, which is self-starvation,
right.
to bulimia, which is binging and purging. And then there's a very large swath there between the two of people who overeat, who eat beyond hunger, who have excess weight, or sometimes not, who binge and are exercise bulimic. So there's a range of eating issues and weight issues. But the way that I work is to teach people that there's an emotional component to overeating. It's not just a bad habit. Mm-hmm. It's not to be ashamed of. There's a lot of weight stigma in our country, culture.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. And there's also a lot of food obsession. We've got four or five food networks, food channels. Everybody's very interested in food, but we're all worried about becoming obese. It's a strange time in the eating world.
Yes.
I've been in the field, right? I've been in the field for 30 years. It's worse now than it was back then.
I was going to say, we now live in the time of the celebrity chef.
The celebrity chef.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And also, yeah. Deborah, if I could, now with these eating disorders, did they come at a certain time during an individual's life? Like, are they learned early on, or can people get this in their 20s and 30s?
Oh, people can get this in their 20s and 30s, certainly. Usually the earliest that I've worked with, the youngest, I mean, anyone's ever been who's been in therapy with me has been 12. 12
wow.
years old.
Wow.
Yeah. Which was a girl. It's girls, and it usually coincides with their menstruation.
Right.
Which is interesting. But I've got a woman who's 80 in my practice right now.
You're kidding
so
me.
So it can, no, I'm
wow.
not kidding. It goes the whole gamut.
Now right? Deborah, for folks out there who may be listening to this and maybe saying, you know, I either know a friend or even maybe themselves are feeling like they may be struggling with an eating disorder. Is this something that can be properly treated if they seek out a counseling service like yourself?
I believe so. What I do, no matter what the particular presentation is, mm-hmm. I teach people that there's a connection, as I said, between their emotions and their eating. So that they need to be able to identify what feelings are occurring when they want to eat the thing that they shouldn't eat, quote unquote. Well, first of all, you have to decide, do you have someone who wants to lose weight?
Right.
Because, and if somebody wants to lose weight, they don't need my help if that's all they want. Because most people know how to lose weight. We've got hundreds of diets out there. So if they want to understand why they can't stop the eating behavior that's troubling them, then they need my help. Right? Do you get
right.
the distinction there?
Yeah.
So, right. So I talk about hunger and fullness, eating when one's body is hungry and stopping when one's body is full, which is very hard from many people, most people actually. And particularly if you've been accustomed to binge eating, many women and men, I work with more women than men, but many women and men don't know when they're full. They may know when they're hungry, but they don't know when they're full. They eat past fullness. So I'm trying to talk with people about that construct, hunger fullness, and the idea of teaching ourselves that our bodies can guide us, that we don't need to look outside to a diet plan specifically.
Right.
That we need to understand when our body is hungry, when our body is full, and what feelings are going on that make us want to eat more than we really need to eat. If we're looking for pleasure, that's fine. Eating food is a source of pleasure. That's totally fine. But too much of that will put weight on you and will cause you either to go on a crazy diet or binge or purge or start starving or just keep on emotionally. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it. Now, Deborah, how important is something like a portion sizes? Could it just be that our plates are bigger than our stomachs can handle? Because for me personally, like if I come to dinner and, you know, my girlfriend made something really nice and it's on a nice big plate, I won't stop eating until everything is done.
Well, that's because it tastes good, right? She's a good cook, I bet.
Yes. Yeah,
lucky you. And so my husband should hear that, right? He'd be jealous. No. Enough about me here. we all eat.
Right.
Because it tastes good. But the people who have a true problem can't stop. I mean, you might do that a couple of nights a week and then you know, you'll cut back a little bit naturally.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if you have a weight problem, but if you don't, I get the feeling you don't have a true eating disorder. It's not simply portion size. Portion size comes into play for weight loss.
Right.
But we're talking about something more than just weight loss. We're talking about a complete loss of control over food that's originates in an emotional, some kind of emotional difficulty.
So somewhere in the brain.
Somewhere in the brain, somewhere in the psyche.
Right. Deborah, unfortunately, I do have to end the show in about a minute. But again, thank you so much for coming on and really educating us on eating disorders. And folks, if you're out there struggling from some of this stuff, you live in the New York, Westchester area, search up Deborah O'Donnell. Thank you so much, Deborah, for coming on and really bringing light to this issue. Hopefully we get it solved, but thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it.
Okay. No, my pleasure.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.